The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're going to take a look at what has been trending online this week, and I'm joined by Olivia Fahey, who's an entertainment journalist. Hello, Olivia.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you.
You too.
As we look forward to the sunshine. Now, you've been keeping an eye, tracking what's been trending online for us this week, and you have been looking at this Eurovision drama over jury voting. What has been going on?
Yes. Yeah, so now you'd actually probably think that, especially with all the talk pre-Eurovision, that this might actually have something to do with Israel. But actually, no, it doesn't. This is to do with Romania and Moldova. And it's because the Moldovan jury didn't give Romania enough points. We're all familiar with kind of like the block voting and, you know, voting for your neighbour and things like that. Like Sweden will always give like the points to another Scandinavian country and the same with others. And it's been a tradition and like a running joke over the years. Whereas now it's actually gotten to the point that the one of the broadcasters in Moldova, he's actually had to resign from his job because he feels so responsible for the jury not giving their lovely neighbours Romania enough points in the jury voting that he's like, yeah, he's left his job. He's like, it was my responsibility, and as much I've separated myself from it, you know, I still feel like I need to step away.
They take it so seriously, don't they?
Honestly. And the thing is, like, the show itself is really trying to show that everything is fair and is done like evenly. And for me personally, like, look, did I agree that the jury should have given Poland 12 points? Yeah, it was a fine song, like listening in hindsight, but I didn't think it was a 12-point song because I didn't watch it live. I listened afterwards.
I have no clue because the Eurovision totally bypassed me this year. I'm just gone from it. I've no interest in it really at all.
I'm such a big fan, and it actually was like a massive like gaping hole in my watch schedule because I wasn't interested in watching it, but I did kind of tune in like a little bit afterwards, listen to some of the songs after the fact, and like as much as I did think that Romania's song was good. Again, like, you have to think of it as like each jury are going to be thinking differently and allowing them that freedom to kind of give their own opinion, not based on, you know, the neighbouring biases, okay, is really important.
Let's move on to a telly story now, which is taking up a bit of time for people online. So this concerns Prime Video, which is adapting a young adult novel series. Which one is it and why are people so excited about it?
So this is Chloe Walsh's young adult novel series, and they are adapting it into The Boys of Tommen. So it's going to be great to see like an Irish production on Prime Video, which of course has like a massive reach. It's kind of increasing over the years. It was seen as kind of like a smaller streaming service, shall we say, because like people may not have wanted to be funding the Amazon machine, but they have been producing a lot of great content. Like The Boys has just finished its 7-year run there this week. So now we've got The Boys of Tommen, and basically the series is going to pull from the first two books in Walsh's series, Binding 13 and Keeping 13. But there's 6 books in total, with Saving 6, Redeeming 6, Taming 7 and Releasing 10 as well. So
they're making this in Ireland, are they?
As far as I know, they are actually shooting. Oh, they actually haven't said exactly where they're shooting. I'd be surprised if they're not shooting it in Ireland, to be brutally honest, because it is so infused with Irishness that they'd be very, like, they would be remiss if they didn't. It's going to be following a forbidden love story of a rugby star, Johnny Kavanagh, who's planning on going pro in the sport, and the painfully shy Shannon Lynch. And it's just a lovely little series of books, and I'm really hoping that they get it right. And they've just actually announced the cast, and it's a newcomer, Nancy Surridge, is going to be playing Shannon, and Connor Sanchez is going to be playing Johnny Kavanagh.
All right, algorithms were filled with all of this as well this week. So Strictly Come Dancing confirming the new host lineup. This was huge over the last few weeks with all of these people who were rumoured to be in line for the gig.
Yes, and honestly, as much as I was hearing the rumours, the minute I heard that Claudia and Tess were leaving, in my head I kind of went, oh, this is going to be Zoe Ball and Rylan Clark. Like, straight away, that's where my brain went. And the fact that neither of them are actually after being cast, I'm like, oh, this is actually quite interesting.
You were close because they have both said that they were in the running and they did the screen tests and the chemistry tests and all of that. So they were right up there.
They were up there. And I, as much as I think that they would have made a great team, actually hearing who they've picked, I'm like, actually, this is a great, great lineup. Emma Willis, who, of course, she's hosted so many different shows like Big Brother and The Voice. She is a dab hand at shows like this, and she is absolutely fabulous. Then we also have Johannes Radebe, who was actually my favourite pro on the show. I'm sad that I won't be seeing him cha-cha-cha every single weekend, but knowing that, you know, he's going to be taking on hosting duties and we'll still get to see him, absolutely
I
delighted.
I just don't know how they will fit him in, because do they need a third host?
And that's the kicker. I was wondering how it was going to work, because yes, there is three hosts for the first time. Josh Widdicombe, the comedian, is also joining the lineup. So as much as the three of them had been like very heavily rumoured during the week, I don't think anyone expected it to be all three of them, and that's why there's been so much buzz about it. And like you said, like how is the dynamic going to work in terms of the actual organisational of the show itself, like who's going to be doing what job?
They must be changing the format quite
a bit.
They
must
be,
yeah. And actually, it's a fair time. They've also axed a bunch of pros as well. So, you know, it's clearly going through a massive revamp.
You have been looking at a dog online who sniffs out meat sandwiches. Tell me about this.
It wouldn't be me if I didn't come in with an adorable dog story. Yes, this is actually about a sniffer dog. It is actually his job to be looking for these things. He works for the United States Customs and Border Patrol Beagle Brigade. So Merla found 100 chicken and pork sandwiches in a passenger's luggage. And essentially, of course, like, you're not really permitted to be bringing meat products into the country. And these sandwiches actually came from a 7-Eleven in Thailand. And the story kind of went viral over the week once they kind of announced and showed pictures of the adorable little Merla. If you Google it online, you'll be able to see them. And, you know, it's basically been saying, like, according to the Washington Post, Merla earned what her canine handler likes to call the jackpot award, and it's multiple flavours of treats all at once.
So she doesn't get to eat the stuff that she finds.
No,
she gets
doesn't.
Special treats off the back of it.
She does, yes. But also, like, went straight back to work, and it was a 10-hour shift that she did, and she managed to find beef sausages from Kenya, pork possibly from Serbia, milk products, and pork sausages and hamburgers from Japan as well. So, like, she was really, like, on the ball that day.
And we were talking about the new Star Wars film this week. Mixed reception it has received in movie theatres, and people saying, look, is it time to just retire this format altogether? You're a massive fan, though, so you're welcoming this with open arms.
I am. I'm literally wearing a Return of the Jedi t-shirt today. I have a Star Wars tattoo on my arm. I have lots of friends who have, like, full, like, sleeves of tattoos as well. Like, Star Wars for me is my big franchise, and I have seen The Mandalorian and Grogu. I actually thought that it was great. There's people who are sort of saying it's like, ah, like, it was just an elongated episode. And I'm kind of going, well, yeah, like, The Mandalorian is an already established series, so it feeling in line with just a long episode makes sense, because that's kind of what the fans would expect. This is not the film that's going to, like, reinvent the wheel and break the mold. This is supposed to be a continuation of the stories that we've been following for the past three seasons. So why people were expecting something totally different, I'm actually not really understanding that. The film that I'd say is probably going to reinvent the wheel a little bit is Starfighter, the new Sean Levy film starring Ryan Gosling. That's due out next year. I'd say that's going to be a slight reinvention of the Star Wars franchise. This was always going to be something akin to what we'd seen in the series. And let's face it, like, everyone's just going to see how adorable Grogu is, who has been, like, rocking the red carpet for the past week.
If you go and see the Star Wars movie, you're going to see it.
Yes, you'll see it.
I won't.
Oh, you won't? Go see
I've
it.
I've never seen a Star Wars film in my life.
Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, hang on. I need to educate you then. We'll do a new series, watching Star Wars with Claire.
You'll have to hold me hostage, Olivia, for that to happen. Thank you so much for coming in. That's Olivia Fahey, our entertainment journalist.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.